The moose is a lie, Stevie Bell said. Her mother turned to her, looking like she often looked, a bit tired, forced to engage in whatever Stevie was about to say out of parental obligation. What? She said. Stevie pointed out the window of the coach. See that? Stevie indicated a sign that simply read, Moose. We've passed 5 of those. That's a lot of promises, not one moose. Stevie. They also promised falling rocks. Where are my falling rocks? Stevie. I'm a strong believer in truth in advertising, Stevie said. This resulted in a long pause. Stevie and her parents had had many conversations about the nature of truth and fact, and this might, on another day, have erupted into an argument. Not today. They seemed to decide, through some mutual and unspoken agreement, that they would let the matter slide along. It wasn't every day you moved away from home to go to boarding school, after all.
I don't like that we're not allowed to drive up to the campus, her father said, for what was probably the 8th time that morning.
Ellingham's information packet had been very clear on this point. Do not attempt to drive students to the school. You will be forced to leave them at the roadside gate. No exceptions will be made. There was nothing nefarious in this. The reason was well explained. The campus had not been designed for lots of cars. There was only a single road in, and there was no place to park. To get in or out, you rode in the Ellingham coach. Her parents had viewed this dimly, as if a place hard to reach by car was somehow inherently suspicious and impinged on their God-given American freedom to drive anywhere they wanted to. Rules were rules, though. So the Bells were seated in this coach. A quality one with a dozen seats, tinted windows, and a video screen that did nothing but faintly mirror the window reflection back again. An older, silver-haired man was at the wheel. He had not spoken since he had picked them up at the rest stop 15 minutes before. And even then, all he said was,
Stephanie Bell,
and
sit where you want. No one else in there.
Stevie had heard about this famous Vermont reticence and that they called outsiders flatlanders, but there was something spooky about his silence.
Look, her mom said quietly, if you change your mind.
Stevie gripped the side of her seat. I'm not going to change my mind. We're here. Almost.
I'm just saying, her mother said, and then she stopped saying it.
This was another well-trod conversation. The morning was full of greatest hits and little new material. Stevie looked back out as the view of the mystically blue Vermont skyline disappeared, eaten by the trees and the walls of sheer rock where the road cut through the mountains. Her ears popped from the slow increase in altitude as they drove along I-89, away from Burlington, Vermont, and deeper into the wild. Sensing that the conversation had come to its natural end, she put in her earbuds. Her mom touched her arm as she went to hit play on her podcast.
Maybe this isn't the time to be listening to those creepy murder stories, she said.
True crime, Stevie replied before she could stop herself. Making the correction made her sound pedantic. Also, no fighting. No fighting. Stevie pulled out the earbud jack and coiled the cord.
Have you heard from your friend? Her mom said. Giselle?
Janelle. Stevie corrected her.
She texted and said she was on her way to the airport.
That's good, her mom said. It will be good for you to have some friends.
Be nice, Stevie. Don't say you already have friends. You have lots of friends. It doesn't matter that a lot of them are people you know online from murder mystery boards.
Her parents had no idea that you could meet people outside of school and it wasn't freaky and the internet was the way of finding your people. And, of course, she had friends at school, too, but never in the way she was supposed to, which apparently involved pajama parties and makeup and going to the mall. That didn't matter now. The future was here, up in the misty mountains.
So Janelle is interested in what again? Her mother asked.
Engineering, Stevie said. She makes things. Machines, devices.
A skeptical silence followed. And that Nate boy is a writer, her mother said.
The Nate boy is a writer, Stevie confirmed.